Hello, and welcome back to another episode of SEMO Spotlight. I'm your host, Ari, and today I have another guest with me. Hello.
Hi, my name is Cameron Flowers. I am a recent graduate from SEMO. I just graduated in December, and at SEMO, I studied early childhood education, and that was my bachelor's, and I also graduated with a minor in Spanish.
Wow, that's amazing. So, what do you do now?
I am a kindergarten teacher now, full time.
That is great. So, what classes would you say prepared you the most to get this job and to do everything that you're doing now?
Well, first and foremost, obviously, every single field class that I had, field also meaning like your practicum in the education program, all of those classes I feel like really helped me the most because it was hands-on experience in a classroom. And I also had practice and experience with those classes in a different grade level each semester that I did have a field placement. So that really helps. Even though I'm in kindergarten right now, I still really feel like experiencing all those different ages and grade levels just helped me kind of figure out like where I felt like I wanted to be, like what grade as a teacher, and just, it teaches you a bunch of different ways to teach.
Awesome. So, what other things did you do within your time here at SEMO?
I would say the most that I did during my time there was just building my resume for being a teacher. I did not have that much involvement on campus, but I did spend a lot of time doing things that was going to help shape me into the teacher that I am today. So those are things like working for the university school for young children. A lot of people in the education program know about that little school. It's like a child care center, and that's actually where I did my very first field placement when I started the, or before I even started the education program. So I worked there. I worked as a registered behavior technician, supporting children with autism. I also worked for Cape Girardeau School District as a substitute teacher, as well as completing my another field placement there. So during my time at SEMO, I really spent a lot of time just kind of taking on opportunities and new experiences that I knew would help shape me into the teacher that I am still becoming, but that I am right now.
And that's amazing because it shows, especially since you have won an award. Am I correct? The Missouri Teacher Leader of Tomorrow. Talk
Yes.
about that a little bit. Congrats, first of
Yes.
all.
Thank you so much. So I was super shocked when that happened. It was actually really cool how it happened because the chairperson of the education department, Dr. Shanta Smith, she actually surprised me at my school morning assembly one day, along with the woman who is from this organization that's going to be my mentor. So it was really exciting. It was very surprising. And at the time of being presented with the award, I actually did not know what the award was. So after I did receive it, I did my research. So that made it 10 times more exciting because I found that it's just something that kind of spotlights either student teachers or first year teachers who have demonstrated lots of potential, like to be great teachers when they do get into that field. So the recognition obviously felt great, and knowing that the recognition also came from the educator preparation program at SEMO, kind of just made me feel really good about like my time spent in the program and how I portrayed myself and the work I did in that program, and just the relationships that I created with staff in the program, like Dr. Smith. Her and I have a great relationship. And I believe she was behind a little bit of that recognition, which is just amazing because she's obviously a huge face of that department. So it has been just very rewarding, basically, to just be recognized. And especially because I feel like It's just kind of that extra boost of confidence for student teachers who are soon graduating and looking for a full-time teaching job, or teachers who are in their first year, because it can be intimidating starting any new career. And for teaching, it can especially be intimidating because we're performing every single day. So it was just a very nice boost of confidence and kind of just a reminder of all of the work that I did, why I did it, and how it's gotten me to the point I am at today.
Wow, that is great, and congratulations once again.
Thank you.
Aside from that, kind of wrapping up, what experience besides, the award stood out to you the most during your time at SEMO?
I don't know that it would be like education related, but honestly, the experiences of just spending time on SEMO's campus, at different like football games or just any events that they had, that stood out to me the most. It's something that like I don't have now as like a full-time teacher and, entering the adult world. So it's something that I've really cherished during my time there, and just being so close with everyone, and just enjoying ourselves as college students.
Amazing. So thank you so much for your time and doing this interview.
Yes, of course. Thank you for choosing me to do this interview. I really appreciate it.
Of course. This has been SEMO Spotlight. Check out more SEMO Spotlight podcasts at krcu.org.